Today is 21 October 2019, 22 Tishri, 5780, the High Holy Days are over. And we had a very wonderful time here at the beach on Pensacola. And I thank the Lord for allowing us to be here. I really love Him. I really love His Son. And I love His people. Not all of His people love me, because I don't support things that are against God's word, and I am going to start being more bold in my testimony as God leads me, because I see as the day approaches when God's going to come back to judge this earth that it's closer and closer and closer than it's ever been. And people are not prepared. They're not prepared. And Satan has so many people fooled, hoodwinked, deceived, misled, distracted, discouraged, dejected. There's so many ways that that devil has sought to destroy God's people. And the only way you can do it is in the darkness. That's why the true light is so important. I'm not sure if this is recording very well because I got a wonderful background of the ocean. I think one of my favorite places is sitting out on the beach with my feet in the sand and just sitting here and looking at the beauty of God's creation. It has such a calming and peaceful effect. But I know one day the storms are coming. And I don't know who's going to be able to withstand them. Only God's people that truly, truly love Him are going to be able to withstand the storms that are coming. Right now, in Forest, Mississippi, there's a crusade that's pulling a lot of churches into the ecumenical movement of joining hands with, right now, it's all Christian religions, but there are so many Christian religions, Christian churches, Christian traditions that are absolutely against the Bible. Charismatics are one. Those people that pray for you and claim that the Holy Spirit is slaying them, anointing them, causing them to fall down under the anointing, supposedly. Yeah, it's an anointing, but it's anointing by the devil. It's not of God. And I'm pretty emphatic about that. The Holy Spirit doesn't knock you down. He picks you up. He makes you bow before Him. If you come into the presence of the Holy Spirit, you're going to bow down. You're not going to fall backwards and be knocked out unless you don't have the Holy Spirit. If you come in contact with someone that is of the devil and that's transferring his power that he's been given by the devil, if he prays for you and you fall backwards and pass out, I will tell you, you do not have the Holy Spirit inside of you. Because no one that falls back and falls and passes out and gets knocked down, they do not have the Holy Spirit inside them, because evil spirits are not more powerful than the Holy Spirit. He is all powerful because he is the Spirit of God. You know, there's a lot of people that talk about Jesus, talk about the cross, talk about loving God's people. Well, I walked with a man for 3 years that talked about Jesus and the cross and the blood of Christ, how it washes you and cleanses you. And he said all the right words. But the spirit behind him was the Antichrist. He was against Christ. And only the discerning can see that. And I am sorry to say that Mr. Rick Gage, who is the leader of this crusade, he's pro-charismatic, pro-Catholic. All you have to do is look a little bit into the Roman Catholic teachings, and you know that it's anti-biblical. Why do you think they killed William Tyndale? He was the first man, godly man, to translate the Greek and the Hebrew into the English language for the common man to be able to read the scriptures for themselves and let the Holy Spirit lead and guide them into the truth. And he was burned at the stake for that. The Roman Catholic Church may not have been the one to light the fire, but they sure were the major force behind it. Just like Satan's behind a lot of things. And I'm sad to say, a lot of Christians are the ones that are following his lead, and they don't realize who they're listening to. Just like when I walked with the enemy for 3 years, I didn't realize I was walking with the enemy until God opened my eyes. And he did. Praise God. He opened my eyes. And I am so thankful, and I will be ever thankful, and I will stand for him even if everybody is against me. And it seems, after my message that I sent out yesterday, and I've been wanting to send something out, and I'm sure most people know that I have not been a supportive of that crusade in Harperville promoting it. Most people that know me knew that. Maybe they did not know the full extent of my disdain for siding with the ecumenical movement, the movement of bringing all religions together. That's the ultimate objective of Satan, to bring all religions together. Well, even if they're Baptist churches. Baptist churches are supportive of lifestyles, abominable lifestyles. They call it SSA right now. They don't like to say homosexual because that's too obvious what the agenda is to be promoting homosexuals in the churches. SSA is same-sex attraction. They believe that those people, that even though they're attracted to one another, as long as they don't carry out their desires, they're perfectly acceptable to be leaders in the churches. they're perfectly acceptable to be members in good standing. But you know what? That philosophy is absolutely against the Baptist Constitution, the Southern Baptist Constitution. So it seems to me that everybody that is supportive of that, they're in violation of the SBC Constitution, and they should be disfellowshipped from the association. But that's not what's happening. J.D. Greer, he's leading the charge. Russell Moore, the political arm of the Southern Baptist Convention, is leading the charge. Beth Moore, who is highly supported by Greer and Russell Moore, and she is a charismatic Catholic promoting, Catholic accepting heretic. She's a heretic, I'm sorry to say. She is not following the faith as handed down by the apostles of Jesus Christ, of the men who walked with him on this earth. They have departed from the faith, and there are so many departing from the faith. So I guess the ones that are departing from the faith openly, that are saying they're no longer Christians, I guess the once saved, always saved didn't apply to them. Or maybe since they gave their life to Christ back when they were 9 years old at an altar call, that sealed them and they don't have to worry. They can still deny Christ and be saved. Well, not according to the scriptures. And that has to be our standard. And if it's not, then you're off into apostasy. And sadly, we are in the apostasy as spoken of in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And there's a lot more I could say about that. Well, I will continue to pray for the church that I am a member of right now. I'm very saddened by the responses that I've gotten from two prominent leaders in the church that I attend right now. One thinks they're just against me, and they think I'm against God, and I'm not. My only prayer for them is that God will open their eyes, because I very much care for them. Have a love in my heart for them. And it's gonna break my heart if I have to leave. But I will, if God says so. My prayer is that God's will be done. And I know it will. It is not His desire that any man perish, but sadly, many will. Because wide is the gate that leads to destruction, and God said that there are many going in that direction. And narrow is the way, and very few are traveling that road. just pray, Lord, that you'll just extend your mercy and your grace to those I love, especially my children, and Wayne, and Harperville, and others that I have come in contact along the way. I'll just trust you all the way to the end. In Jesus' holy name, amen.